Yeah, Rex Ryan. And they're saying that Rex Ryan very well could be fired after the season and replaced with Tom Coughlin.
Right. Oh, actually, that was reported yesterday. What John Clayton says,
yeah,
and Tyrod Taylor are out.
Absolutely. But who is, and you said this, Tony, who would Buffalo replace Tyrod Taylor with?
What the hell are they doing?
Didn't they draft a quarterback in the second round?
Well, they drafted Cardale Jones at some point.
I remember you talking about Cardale Jones in the preseason, Tony.
He's more of a if you're going for the prototypical NFL quarterback, the drop back passer, I mean, that's the guy that's going to end up being it.
I think a guy like Tom Coughlin, and not just Tom Coughlin, most NFL coaches, Scotty, you can disagree with me, I'm wrong. I think most NFL coaches don't have the wherewithal or the ability to coach somebody out of their comfort zone. Like, I give Pete Carroll a lot of credit, right? Like, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson was his best guy, and he didn't care how he played. You do you, Russell Wilson, and it led him to a Super Bowl. It led him to this dynasty-type year.
Yeah, he let Marshawn Lynch be who he is.
But not even that. But, like, Marshawn Lynch is an amazing running back. Yeah. Russell Wilson was not a prototypical quarterback. No, he's trying to become one. But, like, Pete Carroll didn't care.
Right.
But these guys, like, very rarely will they let these guys be themselves. It'd take a good coach to do that. Rex Ryan has come in, and he's let Tyrod Taylor do it himself because he doesn't coach offense. He only coaches defense. A guy like Tom Coughlin or whoever the Bills hire if they fire Rex Ryan, they're not going to be able to deal with Tyrod Taylor, and that's why they're going to get rid of him.
Yeah,
I 100% agree.
Which is silly because Tyrod Taylor's probably more talented than anybody they got.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't care.
No, I do care, but I'm just kind of like, dudes, get it together. Like, you can do so much worse than Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I feel like that front office is not sold on Taylor.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with you. And they drafted Cardale Jones in the fourth round, Mike Florio tells us. So there you go.
They going to put Cardale in there? That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know. Tyrod Taylor, as a long-term...
Same round as Dak Prescott.
That's right. Same round as Dak Prescott. Is Tyrod Taylor, year after year, correct? Because you were on Tyrod Taylor last year, before the season started.
Yep.
Is he someone, I know we've seen inconsistency this year. We talked a lot about him versus Marcus Mariota at times from a fantasy perspective. Is Tyrod Taylor somebody that ever, honestly, week in and week out, you'll be able to start in your fantasy lineups?
I think that he had a very good stretch this year.
He did, absolutely.
I think he's a streamer. I think he finishes every season in that 13 to 16 range.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it with like a best ball type of quarterback.
Right.
The consistency isn't there. They need, and you made an excellent point about how Rex Ryan doesn't care about offense.
Yeah.
They need somebody to come in there, like some sort of quarterback whisperer type, to work with him because the talent is definitely there. You know, fundamental on throw to throw, mid range passing, intermediate passing. He needs help.
But you know what's interesting, Tony?
Then again, he doesn't have a lot of playmakers either.
So you're going to say that, right? I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say that too, and I thought about this.
That's all fair.
So I thought about this because Tyrod Taylor, I think, is talented, and we say there's not enough playmakers there. LeSean McCoy's having an unbelievable season. He's obviously a playmaker, right? Out wide, he's missed Sammy Watkins all year. He's missed Robert Woods for a good chunk of the year, and we don't even know how good Robert Woods is. And I think their offensive line is okay, if I'm not mistaken, and they've gotten LeSean McCoy to 1,500 yards here. So I'm wondering, Tony, is it just that he has no wide receivers to throw to, or maybe I'm just wrong and he's just not that good?
He's running the ground and pound offense. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, he takes he's one of those guys that'll take one look at a wide receiver, right? And then instead of going for a look down, checking down to the second receiver, he's going to take off and run.
Right. So I don't know if he needs like a quarterback whisperer so much as Tyrod Taylor just needs somebody that's going to like just help him along the way.
Somebody's going to open up the playbook for him.
That's it.
Open up the playbook for him.
Like you put it's actually interesting. You put the former Bills coach in there, like Chan Gailey, who's running spread offense.
Oh my
before.
Goodness!
I think Chan Gailey would be an excellent. Spot for
he
him.
Would be excellent with Tyrod Taylor.
That's not some crazy coach I'm talking about.
Exactly. He would be excellent with Tyrod Taylor because he would open up the playbook.
Yeah.
He would give him more or less. He would do what Dirk has done with Jameis. Go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, I think so too. Florio, you're a Bills fan, right? You're obviously a Buffalo Bills fan.
And a Met fan.
Well, that's not irrelevant.
And a Knick fan.
Also irrelevant in this conversation.
And a Knick fan.
Still irrelevant.
Like Corey.
Tyrod Taylor, is he actually, like, when you watch this, do you think, I have a good quarterback on my team? Or you're just like, I wouldn't mind getting rid of him?
I think he's the best quarterback they've had in a long time.
Okay.
I think that could he be better? Could you do better than Tyrod Taylor? Yeah, but I don't see how they're going to get better than him next year. I think it's also his contract jumps up big time after this year. So I think that's what they're looking at more. I think they want him, but I don't think they think he's worth the money they allocated.
So they gave it to him. So, you know, it's interesting. It's Tyrod Taylor, Corey. He goes on the open market. Is he going to get paid?
Yeah, he's going to get paid. It's a lack of quarterbacks in a lack of quarterbacks in the NFL right
now. It's like
now.
We go to like the Jets maybe or Cleveland.
Yeah, somebody like that to take a shot on them.
Go to the Jets and play Chan Gailey.
And they'll play him.
There you go.
There you go.
Go be a Jet and play Chan Gailey.
As a New York Jet, play against Buffalo and tear their ass up.